When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We about to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because he's done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here with my brother, Tasia Dash. Obviously, JD was at the parade yesterday, and for some of those of you who were asking, he's fine. He's good. But yeah, JD will not be on this week for the episode. So obviously, we're coming to you on Thursday night at 7 p.m. as opposed to last night at 7 p.m. Just going to kind of break down as to why we did that. So we postponed our episode a day because of the tragedies that occurred yesterday. We didn't think it was right to do a show yesterday or talk football yesterday. Yesterday was supposed to be a day to celebrate a day, which began with so much excitement. It turned sad and chaotic. We're only going to really say a few words on this just because, I mean, it's still a really fresh thing, but we're just going to say a few things about this. And I'm just going to leave it at this. I'm not going to get into politics, none of that stuff, but as fans, we should be able to go to a parade to celebrate our team without fear of getting shot. Kids should be able to go see their favorite players and celebrate a Super Bowl win without fear of getting shot. It's simple as that. No red, no blue party. None of that. It's just as simple as that. I hope things change in our country, but it's an endless cycle because every time there's a tragedy due to gun violence, it's met with outrage, and then it slowly goes away again until the next mass shooting. This simply just cannot go on. And yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say about that. I'm not going to go into anything else, regarding that, but I do want to say this though, on behalf of everyone here at Chief Concerns, we want to send our love, prayers, and well wishes to all the families, people, and parade goers who were impacted by the tragedies that occurred yesterday. We love you guys. We are with you guys. Chiefs Kingdom is with you, and we are Kansas City strong. So that's all I wanted to say on that. Tasia, is there anything you want to add to that?
It was well said. I don't really need to say much other than, you know, it doesn't have to be a political debate. It's actually, it sucks that it goes there all the time because there needs to be some sort of change. I'm not even going to start diving down the possibilities of what needs to be changed because it's not my job and it's not anyone else's that comes on here's job to figure that out. But I think collectively we're all tired of deaths, unnecessary deaths from violence and in this case, gun violence. So just tired of seeing people die. It's unnecessary and it shouldn't be happening. Life's short as it is, man. We don't need to, you know, make it shorter through tragedies like this.
Yeah, 100%. Life is very short and fragile, as we saw yesterday. Yeah, I had a few friends ask me if I was at the parade. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not there. JD is there. And obviously, it was a pretty chaotic scene yesterday. We had a lot of our fans on Twitter, Chief Concerns fans. Some who actually, the one person who lost her life yesterday, that's a relative of some of our Chief Concerns fans on Twitter. So yeah, it's just very, very sad situation. Yeah. Like we said, our heart goes out to everybody who's impacted by the tragedy yesterday.
100%.
So as tough as it is, we are going to transition into Chiefs offseason talk now. Sometimes, you know, sports, as people say, is an escape from reality, especially as us fans and stuff. So we're going to use this as right now to kind of escape from the stuff that's going on in Kansas City and everything that went on yesterday. And to do that, we're going to rewind to take you before the chaos that happened yesterday. And we're going to go to the parade and go to one of the things that was talked about at the parade yesterday. It's our guy, Chris Jones. So obviously, Chris Jones was a huge topic last offseason, even went into the season, obviously, with him sitting watching our guys during the Detroit game, made kind of a big splash with that whole thing. Came back a couple days later, cost him a good amount of money, his agents did. But at the parade yesterday, he gave us some insight as to how he's feeling about coming back. I'm going to roll the tape right here.
I got on this stage last year, and I was like, run it back, run it back, run it back. But you know what? It's a three pay! Woo! I need three of those things, baby. We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Kansas City, we will be back here next year. And for those who won't Chris Jones go, I ain't going nowhere, baby. I will be here next year, and the year after.
So obviously he said it pretty much he's agreed to a 3-year deal is what I'm getting from that whole thing. Yeah, obviously he was drunk a little bit, but I will say what they always say about people who have alcohol in them. They tell the truth. So he's telling the truth about something. I'm sure there's something with a 3-year framework's being worked on. At least that's what it seems like from what he's saying.
Yeah, but, pretty specific.
Yeah, it's pretty specific. After hearing this, Tasia, are you optimistic about him staying in KC? Or is this just a case of him being in the moment and having a little bit of alcohol on him?
The only thing more specific, if you start naming like guaranteed AAV money and be like, I'm going to stay for 25 per season. And he starts like naming all the contract terms. It's like, okay, so 3 exact years. Okay, we'll go from there. Which it's funny. That's kind of what I thought would happen. I thought it'd be like a 2-3-year deal type framework. So it's, you know, it's interesting that he said that. I'm not sure if it was just the alcohol talking, but you know, what's the saying? Drunk words equal sober thoughts. Is that the I know he wants to keep winning. I know he wants to be here. I also know he wants to get paid what he deserves. So where's the middle there? Did they find one? He had a really good season. He made a lot of money through the incentives. Are they comfortable? Pretty much. I mean, I think he made around like in the end, like 25, 26. So it's like, if you're the Chiefs and you're Veach, don't you just go, well, man, like, why don't we just give you that money without some of these incentives? And you don't feel like you have to play week 17 in order to get that last sack. And you would have made that money anyway. So why don't we just give you 25, 26 per year.
And then you can give us some more incentives to make it to like 30.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So why don't we just do, it's weird because he had to fight and claw for what they were going to give him anyway. Cause I thought the numbers were going to be around there anyway per year. Granted, I'm sure some of it was going to be backloaded, you know, NFL contracts are, but I think it would definitely benefit Kansas City to start negotiating with him as soon as possible for the A, before the alcohol wears off, and B, before the honeymoon period ends. I think there is a rush on this because the franchise tag deadline is March 5th. And the fact that Snead also needs a contract puts a definite, a time bomb on that one. So they need to get to that ASAP. And I think the fact that both of them are free agents will speed up the overall process between them.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is, obviously, it comes on the heels of last week. There was the report from Adam Teicher that said that they are, Veach is prioritizing, obviously, L'Jarius Sneed and Chris Jones. And then Mahomes, another report comes out that Mahomes is going to rework his deal to create some more cash. I mean, Chris Jones, and also, and this is one thing I noticed too. So last year, he was in imprint and the whole thing was happening, right? There was a lot of drama going on the scenes, and obviously it came up until the season. But last year's parade, they have set guys are supposed to talk. It was Mahomes, Kelce, Bolton last year. Obviously the coaching staff the coaches talk and the GM and owner. Chris Jones was not supposed to talk last year, but Chris Jones came to the mic. Mitch didn't want to give it to him. Mahomes was like, give him the mic. They gave it to him. Now yesterday, Chris Jones was scheduled to talk. So they know what he's going to say. You know, he could say, last year's the back-to-back. He wanted to bring everybody back. And then they didn't know what was going to happen last year. And this year, he's scheduled to talk. So it's like, okay, let's give him the mic. So yeah. For me, that's a big hint because Mitch did not want to give him the mic last year. I remember and Mahomes had to say, give him the mic. And then he gave it to him. And then he said, we can't stop the party now, guys. Run it back.
Yeah.
This year, he's scheduled to talk right after Mahomes, and he says this bombshell here that, he's going to sign a 3-year deal, essentially.
Mahomes is holding him up the entire time.
I know. I couldn't tell if he was falling or if he was really close to the edge of the podium or the stage.
Probably a combination of both. He was just probably not a little. He was intoxicated, and he was close to the edge. And
Yeah, because Nottie was also up there trying to, hold him back.
Yeah, you can tell everyone was kind of it was like watching your kid near the edge of a table. You're like,
Yeah.
You kind of put your hand there,
Yeah. I also posted this question yesterday on our YouTube, but polling our community board on YouTube. Question was to Chris Jones's comments at the parade about being in KC for the next 3 years. Have you optimistic? 305 people voted. We got 69% say yes that they are feeling optimistic. 4% said no, and the other one was 27% said too soon to tell. He was in the moment. So we're split, not really split. So we got 70% to 30% on this one that everyone's feeling optimistic about this, and I am in that camp too. The biggest giveaway. I already just said it, but they didn't want him to speak last year, and obviously they knew there was big divide on where they was. There was a huge divide on where both sides stood.
Mm-hmm.
This year you win a title, you go back to back, and now you're thinking a three-peat, and then you throw him in as the second speaker on that stage. Yeah, I think things are pretty good. And then he's saying this, you speak about it, you speak truths. And then his agent at the same time, right when I think you sent it to me, his agent actually tweeted right around the same time he said that. When he was talking, he said, all right, cut the bar tab off, guys. You guys are, these guys are getting too drunk to speak or whatever. So it's like, I don't know. And then also a lot of people think that there might be a little friction between him and the agent based on the agent's kind of negotiation skills. It kind of cost him a good amount of money this past year. So I don't know. I don't know.
There's probably so much back and forth that we don't even know of. I mean, it could be something as simple as his agent, Chris Jones is like, yo, man, what's the deal with this? I want to get this done. And his agent's like, we are talking about a 3-year deal. We're still working the numbers, but we think it'll be somewhere around the 3 years. So it could be, honestly, something as simple as that. Because think about it. And then at that point, which is very vague, you're telling your guy, keep your head in the game. Don't worry about contract. We're working on a 3-year something. Hopefully we'll work it out. He says that drunk. And his agent's like, whoa, dude, cut him off. Because I said we're working on it. I didn't say it was done. So don't cost us a penny by saying that. So, you know, it's interesting for sure. Hey, we'll see if a 3-year deal happens in the end, we'll know that they started talking framework way ahead of time. Because, you know, although Jones and Veach aren't talking about this, his agent and Veach are, you know, GMs always say this stuff. You know, we're in constant communication with these people.
Yeah.
And then Jones is obviously in constant communication with his guys, right? Especially being a free agent. So it's interesting. It's not that far away either, by the way.
I mean, we had one month till a free agency show. I mean, there's going to be rumors coming out before then.
Well, let me ask you a question. You can make this a poll. If he's not signed by the franchise deadline,
oh yeah,
how much more worried are you? Which is basically almost the start of free agency at that point. But the deadline would mean that we came and got. I think that is a marker for getting something done. At least like a headline to say like working toward a new deal. I'd like to see that in the next couple of weeks.
If you had a bet, who would get the franchise tag, him or Snead? If you had a place a bet on it.
We can franchise Jones?
As everything I've read that we can franchise Jones.
Huh. Okay. It would be a lot though. But
yeah, well that's the thing. I think Snead would be a little less if we franchise tagged him.
I'd rather franchise Snead because I
rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I think we would save more in the end on that, doing that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, hopefully that happens, and that'll be coming up soon here. We're less than a month now till free agency. And do you know when the franchise tag deadline is?
March 5th, I believe.
March 5th, wow. So we're
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're 20 days away.
Football season's over, but it's really not. It's only like a 2-week break, really.
And that's the beauty of winning the Super Bowl. We hit shorten offseason. We get right into it afterwards, man. We go right into that.
I love all the Raiders and Broncos fans, and not Chargers fans so much because they have no money, but Raiders and Broncos fans, yep, we're going to get Chris Jones. You guys are going to let him walk. We're going to take him or Legere Sneed. All right. You're not doing anything. All right. We're about to run a three-peat, guys.
It's going to go from that to quickly – oh, yeah, great. Spend all your money. Have all your cap tied up to like three guys.
Idiots. So we're going to continue this three-peat talk. So yesterday, that was also a big deal. Was the three-peat talk. And that's been pretty much the talk since the Sunday's game. But, at the parade yesterday, three-peat talk was mentioned by everyone, pretty much everyone who spoke, from Clark Hunt to Brett Veach to Pat to Chris Jones. I think Pacheco maybe said something about it. I don't think he did, but everyone pretty much said something about it.
He was too busy carrying a goat.
Yeah. So the last team to go back to back was the 04 and 05 New England Patriots, who failed to three-peat, losing in the conference championship in 06. Then they didn't win a Super Bowl until 2015. They had a 10-year drought. So my question to you is, Veach is generally a long game guy by all his trades he makes, long game, the Tyreek Hill trade. I don't think anyone expected us to win so fast after that Tyreek Hill trade, but we did. Even still this year, they were still talking about Tyreek Hill and these, some of these hot take shows. But Veach, generally a long game guy. Do you think the Chiefs are going to go all in this offseason to contend for this three-peat?
It's so tough. I think we're going to have more of it. We'll figure stuff out later on. I think, and he kind of said this in his speech, well, he made the last year supposed to be the rebuilding year. And I think to some certain degree, it's true. Not supposed to be. It kind of was. We did retool. We won, which is abnormal for a retooling season, but we that is what it was. We did retool with a lot of cheap talent. We have a lot of cheap guys, a lot of positions. These are the years where you can splurge a bit. And since we know, see, with most guys, when you kick the can down, like Joe Tooney, for instance, you kick the can enough, you're going to get screwed eventually, because at some point his value will rise above what he's actually worth in the field, right? And he's a great player, and I think he'll age wonderfully, and he has aged great. But at some point, you know, it's true, right? And for most people on the field, you can kind of guess the number of years that's going to be. I mean, yeah, they could surprise you for maybe 2 to 3 extra years and play into their deeper into their prime. Mahomes is different, right? Mahomes is most likely, and I don't want to jinx this, but we're looking at 10, 15 more years of like 10 to 12, 10 to 13, 10 to 14 more years of greatness. So kicking the can with him, it's like not, it's like fake. And kudos to Veach for actually being responsible with that, because he could have like just completely overdone it by now. But I think he knows to sustain year to year, you can't overdo that. And we haven't overdone it a lot, the restructuring and pushing the money back and moving the money around. But, you know, in certain years, I think it warrants going a little further in that direction. And I think the circumstances between having two players that you absolutely nailed. Jones has been a great player even before Veach, so it's inherited. But I think those are the two guys you kind of break some of your rules for, and you rely on your drafting, because Veach's drafts have been great, but the most important part of that is that he's been hitting in like the 4 to 7 ranges. When you hit on those guys, it's so much more important than hitting on a first and second round player, right? Because first and second round players don't make peanuts. They're not like, you know, top 5, top 10 highest paid players, but they make good money. So like they are a registered number on your cap. Fourth round, if you get starter value out of a fifth round player, a viable starter, he exceeds what he's worth by like 5, 6, 7 times over. So when you're good at hitting those kind of guys, it affords you the luxury, I think, to splurge and go nuts. And one huge advantage we have right now, and that Veach has when talking to our free agents and other free agents compared to other GMs, most other GMs will approach a player and say things like, come over here, help us compete for a championship, or let's build something here. You know, help us go to a Super Bowl. None of that applies with us. Now it's be a part of our third championship. Help us make history, right? Be included in the history books. Don't you want your name cemented in there? You know, we're going to the Super Bowl, dude, with or without you. You want in or you want out? It's like when I was thinking about this too, it's like the Danny Ocean propositions from the Ocean's 11 films. Like if you were like a cool, like a thief in those movies, like in that reality, right? After you've heard Ocean's done it twice, the third time around, when Danny Ocean proposes you a heist, you're not like going, I don't know, I don't want to go to jail. You're not going to jail. You're going to come away with billions. you're going to win. So it's like, if Denny Ocean proposes something to you in Ocean's 13, you're an idiot if you don't say yes to that at that point, because you're just going to win and come away with a lot of money and a lot of riches and a lot of fame. So what, I mean, that's what Veach is. Veach is Danny Ocean in part Ocean's 13, asking you to jump on and steal from another casino owner. I'm not even sure that was a plot to that movie, but you know what I mean? So,
it's part one, I think.
Yeah. It's turning down a major payday. And, that's just how I feel if he approached me on that. I just think it's a major advantage to have.
Yeah. I mean, like you say, we haven't really done much. He's done a really great job of not trying to go all in and putting all your chips to the center of the table. I do think this year is a unique opportunity because, like, everyone's so obviously the Jerry Sneed, Chris Jones is the main topic for the offseason. Until we see what's going on with that, I don't really care about the receiver situation and all that stuff because everyone's still saying we need another receiver, whether that's draft or a veteran guy. I do think it's going to be a vet though. That's my personal opinion.
Great receiver draft, though.
It is, but
we'll get to that at some other point, but
yeah, we have plenty of time to talk about receivers, but like, I don't know. I just feel like the outside of Rice, we haven't really hit on the receiver. I mean, yeah, Harbin was great in this playoffs, but like Harbin never became the second round receiver we thought he was going to be. I try to think
of what we've won with that.
That's true. And is that, yeah, that's where it's like,
that's the problem. And well, it's a good thing, but it's also a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we see the Pat knows though, man, you see the frustration in his face all throughout the season. We're going to bring in someone. There's a reason why we were so close to signing D-Hop. I mean, and that came very close. OBJ blew that up.
Sure.
The Ravens blew that up with it.
You can still have holes and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, exactly. I just think that since we are chasing greatness, something that's never been done before, obviously we're chasing greatness anyway, regardless if it's the three-peat or not. We're chasing something that's never been done before. I mean, what more beautiful – I mean, that would be just putting icing on the cake with everything. I do think that there is going to be an element of all in, and we're also talking about, you know, guys' windows. Mahomes, obviously, like you mentioned, 10 to 15 years window. There's no window there. That guy's always going to be competing whether we have a team around him or not. Even in the years, we talk about the 10-year absence from Brady winning his last one to the 2015 one from 05 to 15. They came close every year. That's because Brady, even when their teams are bad, Brady was kind of willing them into the playoffs just because that's how good he was. They were always in the playoffs. That's how good the defense was. That's how good he was. That's going to be the same way with us. I don't think there ever is going to be a 10-year gap, knock on wood, of not winning a Super Bowl. I don't think there ever is going to be that. Just that Mahomes proved the last 2 years, that's not a thing. If there was going to be a gap, it would have been the last 2 years, and Mahomes has shown that's not a thing. So I just think there's going to be an element of, hey, Kelce has 2 to 3 years left, 2 to 4 years left. I don't know how many years he has left, but there is that window there. Can he be the guy? Can he be what he was in the playoffs all throughout the season? I don't know. I think you need to get somebody in there to kind of go hand in hand with that. And that's why I think there's going to be an element. Yeah, two guys. And that's why I think there's going to be an element of, okay, shoot, we're chasing greatness here. We're chasing something that's never been done before. Let's retain our guys, even if it is 1 year deals. And also too, with the Chris Jones thing, he says this year, next year, and the year after. Is this year saying he's talking about this year or the upcoming year? Because it could be a 2 year deal. If he's saying this year, I'm going to be here this year, next year, and the year after that. Yeah. I don't know. 2 to 3 years. I'm fine with that. That's still in that same window. And 2 years, if I remember correctly, 2 years is what we wanted to offer him, but he wanted more than 2 years. If I remember correctly from that whole.
And if you think about it, for his point of view and his pocket, 2 years gives us two more title runs. If you want to get four in a row, I doubt he'll leave. I doubt he'll leave if we're at, you know, four in a row.
Yeah.
And five in a row. I mean, at that point, you're like, okay, I'll leave when we lose. How about that? 1 year deal. But he can still get a massive payday at 32 if he's still playing at a high level. So it won't, the difference between a payday now and a payday at 32 for a team that wants his services, it won't really change that much. It really won't. So in his mind, he could still get good money here. It's not like we're lowballing him. I mean, he made two or three less than what he wanted to get per season. I don't think it's screwing him by any means. But if he could still play for that, if he's okay with playing for that guaranteed salary and then leaving at 32, 33, still getting massive payday, then I think that kind of solves everything.
And I do think the element of what we've been talking about for the last few years, that guys are going to want to come play with Pat. I think it's now it's like, all right, if you're a veteran receiver and you've been chasing the money, you begin the back, great for you and your family, you know, for future generations, it's awesome. But if you're talking about your legacy, you know, if you are a D-Hop kind of guy, if you are – Mike Evans already has a ring, so not him. But a D-Hop guy, I'm going to use him as the example. Not really him so much, but a veteran guy who's produced throughout his career. Come sign Kansas City for 1 year to get a ring. At this point, it's like, all right, if you're not doing that, what are you doing? And I think the back-to-back element, the potential three-peat element, you're going to start to see the guy, who are some examples from the Patriots, like the Dante Stallworths of the world, the guys who were like kind of vets who, you know, were solid, but they didn't have a ring. They're going to try to jump on board. You saw Moss at the end of his career do that. So, like, I think we may see some of that. And I think this year could happen. And I don't think we're going to pay up the nose for him because we're going to have guys who want to be a part, not only getting a ring, but being on a team that is that does the three-peat, the first ever three-peat. I think that there is going to be an element of that as well.
And that's a need for us. So it's not like a D tackle or what's a good example. It's not like a cornerback going, oh man, I really want to join Kansas City, but they have Snead and McDuffie. What am I going to be a nickelback for them? I don't want to do that, dude. Yeah. You're not doing that with a receiver. You might walk in and be the number one. I mean, our most established receiver was a rookie. So in your mind, if you're a badass with an amazing veteran resume, you're like, dude, I walk into that place. You think D-Hop's worried about Rice being number one? No. D-Hop thinks he's the number one the second he walks in the door. Most of those big name receivers think that. So they're not worried about Rice. So they think, A, three-peat and maybe beyond. Two, I'm the number one receiver in the Pat Mahomes offense. So, like, that's two major reasons, too. Now, is it worth to take a little less because of that? I mean, I think so, but, you know, especially after a career of earnings. Because a lot of people, it's funny, a lot of people say the opposite, right? You compete and then you try to chase money at some point once you won your ring. Well, what about the opposite, right? Do you chase when you're chasing money your whole career? At what point do you say, okay, well, I made it. Now it's time to get a ring to cross it off my list, right? Especially a third one in a row. It's like, I feel like it's the golden trophy. It's not just a trophy anymore. It's like, it's history now. That's why it'll be very interesting to see how badly people want to come to us this offseason of all offseasons. Because we have the money for it. We'll see what happens with Jones and Snead. We have the money for it. There's opportunity for a lot of positions. You'll compete and contribute to a historical run.
Yeah, I just think finally, like, the element that we've been talking about for quite a while about, like, you know, just or this great team, we have Patrick Mahomes, everybody's going to want to play for him. I think now, at this point, you know, the text that Reed's sending players, hey, go get a ring, I think now it's like, okay, you didn't just get two, you didn't just get, you know, two, you know, and 50, Super Bowl 54, and then the last year one, you got three, and you got two that are back-to-back. I think now it's kind of cemented. Okay, this team is legitimate. They actually have something cooking on both sides of the ball. And now, too, it's a both sides of the ball thing because we've done it with the offense and we've done it with the defense. And now we're maybe like one piece away on offense to say, oh, man, they have a top five offense, a top whatever, top two defense.
Now, it's not potential. No, it's not potential anymore. It's like it's happening.
It's the reality.
You want in or not? Yeah. We're going. We're driving.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Right now, I have an empty space in my car. Do you want to get in? I'm leaving right now. So it's like, it's almost kind of a reverse psychology thing. Like, we don't need you that bad. Do you want to come? So like that's a negotiation tactic in itself. It's like, not to go another movie route though, but like when a movie first gets made, they pitch it, unless you have a great filmmaker behind it, but you pitch it, you have to sell people on the idea, right? And people are like, yeah, I can see how it does really well. When that movie makes $200 million in the box office, there's no more pitching for the sequel. They're asking you for the sequel. And then every actor wants to do that movie because they want to be a part of how good that movie is going to do. They want to be a part of that. They want a piece of the action. So it's not just money, especially for vets who already have money. It's just, it's the historical aspect. They want to be a part of that run.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's the FOMO factor. You're going to get a lot of FOMO this offseason.
That's why I'm talking about veteran receivers who've had pretty good careers who want a ring just to kind of put it on their, you know, because it could be the end, you know, for some of these guys. Not that I think Hopkins or a guy like that or Evans is on their last legs at all, because they produced this year with quarterbacks who maybe people thought aren't, well, two quarterbacks who aren't on Mahomes' level, Baker and Will Levis. So
yeah. We'll have more of these, obviously, but would you be okay with like OBJ for like $6 million?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I would find a way to rationalize it and be really hyped about it.
But you still want to draft a guy in the top three rounds, right?
If it's OBJ, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown, D-Hop. No, I don't think we need to go early in draft. But OBJ, he's a guy who's on his last legs.
I'd still be in favor of it.
Yeah.
Drafting a guy.
Not if you get Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown's young.
I'd still say so.
Yeah.
Just because different skill sets, we'd still have a need that middle of the field. I mean, Kelsey won't be able to do that wiggle and just get open for the next like 5 years, 4 years, obviously. So we need a guy who can, you know, I think we have a deep threat need and a wiggle middle of the field need.
Yeah.
We have our yak monster. We have that. Sky we have Moore, the guy you just Sky throw
a be that wiggle guy.
Yeah. What?
Sky Moore is supposed to be that little middle of the field wiggle guy.
Okay, well, we're not dealing with supposed tos anymore.
I know. Didn't get one rep in that Super Bowl.
Crazy.
Yesterday, as the parade was going, there was a report yesterday that Steve Spagnuolo is getting a contract extension. No details released on that yet, but Spags became the first coordinator to win 4 Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator, 3 with Kansas City, and 1 when he beat the Tom Brady 18-0 Giants in the Super Bowl. So, obviously, well-earned, well-deserved. The defense was phenomenal this year. Without the defense playing the way they did, this team was not – there's an argument can be made, probably not in the playoffs. But, nonetheless, that defense came alive all year long. Even week one, we didn't have Chris Jones. Defense played really well against the Detroit Lions. Like, wait, yeah. can we actually – I mean, that was a question of that game. Are the Lions legit or are the Chiefs legit? What's going on here? And, yeah, we saw the Chiefs' defense legit all throughout the season, outplayed their even the number one rated defense in that last game, in the AFC Championship game. So, yeah, Spagnuolo earned it. I don't know how many years it's for. He got a lot of attention this past week from Tyreek Hill, other players. Actually, his old the Rams COO, I believe, or one of the front office guys who, you know, Spagnuolo had was the head coach of the Rams for a little bit, and he I forgot the guy who said it, but he said essentially that Spags should get another job opportunity to be a head coach somewhere. Now I don't know if that's something he wants to do. I think he might have said a little bit that he wouldn't mind doing it again, but his wife literally just moved to Kansas City. She's been I think she was in New York or Philadelphia for the last 2 years, and then she finally moved to Kansas City. So yeah, I think Spags more than deserved it. I think everybody on the defense loves him. Chris Jones loves him. Justin Reed loves him. Everybody on the team loves him. I was watching one of like the those behind the scenes shows from the Super Bowl, and like It's just great because the stuff he was telling the defenders, obviously scheme and all that stuff, but like he talks to them like real guys, and obviously these coaches all do. But like it was right after the Niners scored their touchdown, the throwback with Jennings threw the pass. He goes to the group on the sidelines with Chris Jones like rallying them, trying to talk to them. His guys, they had to do a trick play to score on us. They had to do a trick play to score on us. That's what's happening here. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what we were saying when we were watching that. But thoughts on Spagnuolo getting a contract extension? Are you obviously happy about that? What are your thoughts on that?
Great move to get it done so early. First off, do we already have an A for the offseason? I think so. Yeah. Early A. It's the first week of school. Yeah, you got an A still. It shows me that the Chiefs have their priorities straight. You can make an argument that Spags is our third highest free agent priority behind Snead and Jones. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tranquil and Edwards, but if you're talking about overall impact of the game itself, Spags is number three to me behind those guys. The beauty is he doesn't count against the cap, so it's even better, right? You just locked in one of the most important defensive pieces without even counting against the cap. Coaching continuity is so important. And in case we do lose a piece like Snead or Jones, it makes me feel good to know Spags would still be here to help the defense keep playing the way it is going forward. Because I think what his most impressive, see, as great as the defense was this year, I think last year was more impressive because of the amount of young players and rookies he had. Yeah, we're still, I think, the youngest defense in the league, but they were babies last year, and he coached them to play that way, which in Veach's mind is, it's a blank check because it's like, so I know I can give you a bunch of baby-faced rookies, and you're going to put a good product out there and like have a good defense on the field. So with the many years of Mahomes' big cap number, that would make Spags even more important to make up for that loss of the money that we're spending on Mahomes. And we're going to have to, you know, pinch some pennies on defense over the next 10 years or so, 12 years or so. So as long as Spags can stay here making up for those losses, because if you were to tell me we lose Snead or Jones and we lost Spags, I would be way more worried going to the offseason. But, you know, with the players, the young players we have and drafting on the way we talked about before was Veach, and with the coaching continuity we have and Spags controlling the defense, it makes me worry less about losing players here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a really good point that he was one of the higher priorities on of our offseason checklist. I didn't even know he's a free agent, to be quite honest with you. So there was contracts coming up. But yeah, to lock him in also too, I mean, like just, you could just say Super Bowl, not that we would have fired Spags if we had lost because he did such a phenomenal job, but just know, I'm just saying, look at the Super Bowl matchup. You have the Chiefs, you have the 49ers. Niners lose and they played a pretty good, solid defensive game against us. They had a really good game plan against us. They fired the DC 2 days later. I mean, There's levels to this, guys. I mean, like, you know, we're back to back for a reason. We have a great front office for a reason. We have a great coaching staff for a reason. And like, you have teams that are getting a team that gets the NFC Championship every year. I know their DC gets poached like every year. It was D'Amico Ryans, Saleh, every year. But then Wilkes, not bad defense. I mean, that was a pretty solid defense for them. They play a really good game in the Super Bowl. They win that Super Bowl. Wilkes is not getting fired 2 days afterwards. They lose that Super Bowl, obviously, and Wilkes gets fired. And meanwhile, us, on the other hand, we're giving Spags a contract extension. I don't know how much it was, but giving the bag to Spags, I'm all for it.
I also want to ask a question, too. Is Spags the GOAT?
Greatest defensive coordinator of all time. I mean, he's got the most rings. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Also, who did he beat with the Giants?
Probably one of the best teams of all time.
So if you win as many of you won with the Chiefs and two in a row, so that's historical, and three in a row will be historical, and you beat the best team of all time and you beat the GOAT at the greatest stage possible, why would you not? I think that's actually one of the more slam dunk cases I've seen ever. Whoever beat Brady in that one, I mean, I know Eli Manning's not called the GOAT, but Eli Manning in a lot of ways didn't beat Brady. Spagnuolo beat Brady, right? Yeah. So, you know, a guy who had Brady's number and who's winning with the youngest defense in the league 2 years in a row. I don't even think it's a question. I think he's the greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
Yeah, that's It's funny because you don't no one actually ever thinks about the coordinators being like up there as far as the rankings wise. But yeah, looking at that body of work, when I saw that, you know, he has the most rings for a defensive coordinator of all time. Yeah, I mean that's it. There's no that you at that point you got to kind of show the parallels there. It's like, okay, we had Bob Sutton, awful, not an awful defense. We were opportunistic defense, but we weren't. I mean, it was pretty. There was times where it was really rough, opportunistic. You know, relied on turnovers. This defense doesn't really rely on turnovers. Our turnover differential is not good. However, we dominate literally every other thing. We don't really need turnovers. We're getting three and out. Get all the field. I mean, we don't really need turnovers. I mean, so that was the kind of that's the interesting thing about this defense. But go from Bob Sutton to Spags, we start winning. So I mean, is that not a coincidence anymore? Three rings now, not a coincidence. From Bob Sutton to Spags, huge upgrade. I know there was a lot of people who wanted Rex Ryan. We got Spags. A lot of people were upset by that. Hopefully, all those people who are mad about that, hopefully they feel good. All right.
I hope so.
With Spags. Yeah. Spags, it was a huge one. Another big one was Joe Cullen, our defensive line coach, sticking around here. That was reported by Adam Schefter on Monday, I believe, when Schefter was talking to Pat McAfee, kind of put in there that the Chiefs just signed Joe Cullen to an extension, and that was like, wait, what? No one's heard anything about that. But Joe Cullen will be sticking around. Don't know the details on that. But Joe Cullen, he's been amazing since he's been here. They've been here for the last 2 years. And his impact is so profound. I was looking at this. So talking about D-line. So in 2021, this is the last year of whoever our D-line coach was before Cullen, 31 sacks. We were near the bottom of the league. We were actually – you're 29th in the league in sacks. His first year, second in the league in sacks, 55. So that is a 31 to 55. So 24 sack increase in his first year there. This year, second in the league in sacks again, 57 sacks. So he took a bottom pass rushing team the last 2 years of being the top two in the league in sacks. So I think that, as a Chiefs fan who, you know, last 3 years, I think all of us were touting, we need edge rushers, we need edge rushers, we need edge rushers. Carl Lopez has been great. But just even the other guys, Mike Dana, the other guys have stepped up. Malik Heron, we're picking up guys off the street, and they're coming in and dominating. And like being, I don't say dominating, but, you know, being serviceable guys. Carlos Dunlap, awesome. A guy a lot of people thought was the end of his career, couldn't do anything, comes in and gets 6-7 sacks, and you know, rotating in with us, looking like a serviceable guy. A lot of people wanted him to come back this past year. Turns out we didn't need him just because that's how good Joe Cullen has been. Cullen has been greatly embraced by everybody. Chris Jones loves him. When during the holdout this past offseason, Cullen was saying he was talking to Chris Jones every day on the phone during the training camp. So, like, he's got a good rapport with these guys. And I think to talk about good offseason moves, and I think, if I remember correctly, there was rumors that Cullen was actually getting looked at to go to Michigan to be a DC. So inking him in to this job at this to be our continued to be our DL coach, D line coach, I think it's a great, huge move, especially when you got Steve Wilkes being fired on the other end, because who knows who they're going to interview for that that DC job. So inking in both our guys to be our DCs, pretty good. And also too, that's interesting. We're moving towards an offensive league. But of the 8 coaching vacancies this offseason, 5 of them were defensive coaches. So, I mean, defensive coaches are – teams still want defensive coaches as their head coaches. So
everyone's trying to fight Mahomes. That's why.
Pretty much, yeah. So what are your thoughts on the Joe Cullen and also how quiet that was? How a quiet move, but we just do it right the day after the Super Bowl. Boom, check.
Yeah. Again, priority straight. You locked up 2 really important coordinators on our team. It goes back to what I said about continuity and coaching being overlooked. Especially coaches outside the head coach, DC, OC. But you made a great example with the Niners. I mean, they held us in check for a good amount of that drive, that game. 6 or 7 drives were 3 and outs for us. We had 2 drives of negative yardage output. And they fired their DC after all that. So the game is extremely fragile. All these guys' jobs are extremely fragile. It's actually scary. You never know what's going to happen from game to game, season to season. Cullen was being looked at by other franchises, obviously. So after the last 2 years of development for this defense, it says so much to both those guys. The DL was amazing this season, whether it was Chris Jones or grooming the next DT with him. That's going to be so important, right? Replacing Omenihu for a good chunk of next season is going to be important. Karloff is taking the next step in his development, taking that extra step to be like the 13 to 15 sack guy, like a dominant presence, right? FAU making strides toward becoming at least a viable key contributor for our team. If not like in this full-time starter, that'd be the best case scenario. Right. And it also shows you that if FAU can't get it done, then it's just because he just doesn't have it because Colin is going to get the best out of you. So it's not, we
rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The beauty of having proven commodities like Colin and Spags is that if a guy doesn't perform, there's no going, well, what about coaching? That rule that out right now. Because if he can't do it here, he probably can't do it. Okay. So that's the beauty of you cross off all these obstacles and variables of why a guy doesn't perform on your team. If you can't do it here, good luck, right? Dunlap had, what, 4 sacks with us last year? Didn't even get a job this season, which is crazy, right? So, 4 sacks is not a joke. Like, major, really good pass rushers have 4 sack seasons, right? And they're not considered complete disappointments. Amazing move, man.
And also, too, I just think about this. You talk about coaching continuity. It's 2 years in a row. Yeah, EB left last year, but for the most part, I mean, remember during the Patriots dynasty days, their coaching staff was getting poached left and right. Weiss was getting head coaching jobs. Cornell was getting head coaching jobs. Assistants were getting head coaching jobs. I mean, heck, even their special teams coach got a head coaching job. Yeah, it didn't last long in New York, or the second part of their dynasty. But, like, that's Joe Douglas was what I was referring to. But, like, we're literally keeping our guys intact here. I mean, there's a if I'm another team, I know everyone thinks, oh, Andy Reid's the head of everything. Yeah, Andy Reid's a great coach, of course. But, like, the assistant coaches are just huge here, guys. So the fact that our DL's not – Colin's not getting poached, Spags ain't getting coached. And I don't know. We're not part of these conversations, but I wonder how much of it is these guys saying, like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm good where I'm at. I'm not gonna leave where I'm at to go – you know, because that's the thing, too. Like, these coaches don't want to move. Like, yeah, if I go take a DC job somewhere elsewhere and a new staff – I mean, how many years are they going to give us? 3? I mean, how many years are they going to give us here? I mean, we're pretty locked in here, guys. I mean, I just think the continuity, but also from the coaching perspective, from what I've heard from different coaches, they don't like moving and packing up and going all the places. So they have a pretty good job here. It's a pretty tenured job in Kansas City right now, as long as we keep winning. And even if we have some bumps in the road, that's not going to happen, obviously. But I just don't see them giving the staff, even if we have a year we go, you know, 9-8 or something, and we were a wild card team, we're not even making the playoffs. I think that's just an off year. We'll be fine. This staff ain't going anywhere. So if you do want to hurt the Chiefs, try to poach our guys to be your head coach or something. That's the only way that it can happen, I think.
Our biggest loss is what, Tillis this season so far?
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people think that's going to hurt us too. Oh yeah, Veach lost his accountant guy in the
front office. Sure, but Tillis or Spags? I mean,
yeah, I know. Hey, we lost Tillis, but we've already extended our D line coach and our defensive coordinator. So obviously, the accountant side of things are still moving even when Tillis being gone.
Yeah.
Last topic here. This is a guy who is going to be a free agent. This guy who's been with us through all of our Super Bowls. Nick Allegretti, who started during the Super Bowl in place of Joe Tooney, played really well. I think it was a pretty eye-opening that Brian Baldinger, all these people said there was no difference when Allegretti came in the game during the Bills game when Tooney was out. No one saw that happening. No one saw that. Because I think for most part, a lot of people didn't even know that Tooney was out because they didn't even make a big deal of it during the game. Allegretti comes in, does a great job in both Buffalo, second half of that game, Baltimore, and then the Super Bowl. But Allegretti gets hurt second quarter of the Super Bowl, tearing his UCL. The guy, this is the second quarter. We didn't hear about this till Tuesday of this week, 3 days later after the Super Bowl. So Allegretti's an animal. I mean, this guy played through a really horrible injury in the Super Bowl. In the second quarter, probably got shot up and just played the rest of the game. He's going to be a free agent. I think there was a chance of him getting paid pretty good money, kind of like a Wiley kind of contract. He's going to be a guard somewhere, but he hurts his UCL. So obviously that's a recovery. That's going to deterrent for some teams out there. I honestly wouldn't mind having Allegretti back. And if there are, and we talked about the other day on the show, if there are some salary cap games here, if we want to move off guys who don't want to restructure their contracts, Allegretti stepped in and showed he can be a guard for us, especially left guard. But obviously, Tasia, when you heard the story about Allegretti playing through this torn UCL during the second quarter of this game, played all the way through, didn't hear about it till Tuesday. And obviously, what do you think about bringing that tough SOB and Nick Allegretti back?
What a friggin' beast, dude. So he said he was hardly able to feel anything, probably because they shot it up. But he said, I was able to play, so I played. That's all it is. So, like, that's, you know, that's great. That's like the motto for tough guards out there, like, who are playing with injuries, right? That's what you do when it's all at stake, right? So he's been here for these championship runs. And someone I want around for a few more years. So unfortunately and fortunately for him, maybe because of this injury, we might get a little discount because maybe someone doesn't want to sign, you know, a guard who just had a UCL tear twice to get surgery. Maybe I'm not sure how that works. I'm not even going to dive into that part of it. But he made 4 years. I think $2.6 million was his last contract. So, yeah, I think he's going to get a little raise from that. Not that I want to move on from Tooney, but we have done a couple restructure jobs with him. So I think he is due a lot of money soon. Is that an option for us to move on from him? If not this year, next year, quite possibly. It's going to be a huge cap number. And I think if there's one thing this playoff run showed us without Joe was that there's life beyond him on the O-line in that left guard position. So we're not completely finished without him. I think we thought, because he was such an iron man, we couldn't envision an O-line without him starting at that guard position. But I think we see that now. It's like, okay, we actually can do that without him. So not to say we should move on without him, but we can. And probably, I mean, so at this point, as good as Tooney's been, if I said Allegretti at $4-5 million, or what's your Tooney making right now? Cap hit $26 million. Wow. Yeah, he's making a lot, man. He restructured seven. So his base salary, 15, signing bonus, 3, workout bonus, 500,000, restructured 7.5. So his cap hit is almost $27 million with a dead cap of $21 million.
Wow.
You're telling me, is he $20 million better a season than Allegretti?
I mean, Tooney's good for sure.
I'm not saying he's not. We're $20 million better?
That's a lot of money, man.
His cap hit is what we want to pay Jones.
Yeah, no.
Should we discuss the importance of Tooney versus Jones at this point? I mean, that's what you're paying him. And if you're Jones, you're like, dude, You're paying Tooney 26, man, almost 27. That's what I want. Like, you're paying him that willingly. You're telling me I'm not as important as Tooney. And you know what? Jones has got a good gripe there. So, yeah, I mean, again, tough decisions are going to have to be made at some point soon. But you have to be smart about when you do it, who you do it with. You have a guy that, you know, played well without a beat, man, pretty much. Am I saying Allegretti's as good as Tooney? No, I'm not. I'm not at all. Do I think he's $20 million better than Allegretti? No, he's not. So tough decisions will have to continue to be made. And we have Trey Smith coming up, and we have Creed Humphrey coming up. So we have O-line as revamped as we made it a couple years ago. That might change again pretty soon. You know, it happens fast. We had young talent who all of a sudden their contract's coming up soon.
Yeah, so I misspoke. I said UCL is a shoulder injury. It's an elbow injury. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's the Tommy John. Yes. It's what Purdy had last year. Obviously, yeah. Recoveries with that 4 months. I've seen 4 months. I've read of different things. I mean, they said Purdy was going to miss the whole year with it. He came back and was fine by the time preseason came around. So that'll be interesting. It's for offensive linemen, and that's, you know, I don't know. That's kind of a rough one, but if 4 months, yeah, standard recovery time for Tommy John surgery is at least 4 months to return to throwing activities. It routinely takes professional athletes at least 9 months and often more than a year before they can return to sports. Hmm. But we saw Purdy come back earlier, but man, quarterback is a little different. You just throw with quarterbacks that you think that would
be tough. Yeah, no, that was incredible. They came back that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a very interesting point as far as what Tooney makes and what potentially you could pay Allegretti. And quite frankly, we showed, and everyone's talking about we proved we can get by with the, you know, receivers not really giving us much. Well, we proved that we can get by with a left guard who isn't making top-tier money in the Super Bowl too. So that's going to be an interesting decision to make. I could possibly see something going on with that.
So you made 2.4 with us last year, base salary. Gave him a 1 year, $2.4 million deal. So, I mean,
run it back, baby.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, he definitely deserves a raise.
For sure. All right, guys. Well, that does it for us. Like we mentioned in the beginning, our hearts go out to everybody in Kansas City, everybody who's, you know, impacted by the tragedies yesterday. We love you guys. But obviously off season, so we won't be having as many shows. But Monday, JD and I will be back on. We're gonna kind of review some of the position groups we have going into the off season. So kind of previewing who's gonna be a free agent from each position group. We're gonna do one position group a week. And of course, next Wednesday night we'll be back on our show for our regularly scheduled Chief Concern show. Obviously, again, we didn't do it last night just because with everything going on, we just didn't think it was proper for us to do a show. But we love you guys. Thanks for Tasia for coming on. Tasia's going to be making some sporadic drop-ins. And now we won't have post-game episodes. We'll be making sporadic drop-ins during the season. But Tasia, thanks for coming on as always. Yeah,
100%. Love you guys.
Love you, buddy. I hope everybody enjoys their night. Hope everybody enjoyed the episode. We'll see you guys on Monday. Take it easy, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.